What if the gospel's goal isn't behavior modification, but a total transformation? Romans 1 exposes humanity's rebellion and corruption and darkness, but it also prepares us for the brilliance of the gospel that follows. So the solution isn't heterosexuality, it isn't political victory, it isn't cultural reform. The solution is regeneration, new birth through Christ. So Paul doesn't call sinners to tweak their lives, he calls them to surrender their lives. Human behavior can't fix the human heart. Only Jesus can make a person new. And he does. And he still does. And he delights to do so. The same God who gives people over in judgment also gives people new hearts in salvation. So the gospel is not a self-improvement plan. It is resurrection power. Christ died for idolaters, for the sexually broken, for the self-righteous, for the rebellious. Romans chapters 1 and 2 paint the need, and Romans chapters 3 through 8 paint the rescue. Pray this with me today. Lord, let me never lose sight of the power of the gospel. Make me bold to proclaim that Christ is the only hope for every sinner, starting with me. And here are two peoples that you can pray for today. Marco Gaspar and his family, our national change makers in Portugal, and also the Romanian LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Romania.